And I'll never forget the age of 15 years old doing this stuff.
Y me acuerdo a la edad de 15 años haciendo estas cosas.
Our hands froze to this little thing that would move around, that we couldn't move our hands off of it.
Nuestras manos se quedaban congeladas ahí cuando esta cosa.
And it began to speed up in a figure eight across the board.
Y se movía de un lado para otro en la tabla.
And it went faster and faster until our hands were basically flying around and we couldn't get our hands off the thing.
Al punto de que se quedaban ahí pegadas y estaba dando vueltas de un lado para otro.
And we began to ask, and the spirit of just the room filled with an unclean presence where we were sitting.
Y el cuarto estábamos sentía la presencia de un espíritu satánico.
And I remember we began to ask questions about people in the room.
Y me acuerdo que preguntábamos preguntas de cada uno.
And a demon from hell began to answer us.
Y un demonio del infierno nos contestaba.
Brothers and sisters, the devil's real.
¿Saben? El demonio es algo real.
And he would love to destroy all of us in this room.
Y él amaría, le encantaría destruirnos a todos nosotros.
And even in my youthful ignorance, even in my rebellion against God,
y aún en mi ignorancia en la juventud,
I did not understand that it was only the power of Christ that was keeping me alive even back then.
Que solamente el poder de Cristo era lo que me mantenía vivo en ese momento.
Some of us don't understand that God is the one protecting us each and every day. Do you understand that, friends?
Si no saben, es solamente por el poder de Dios que estás aquí.
You understand that if it was not for the presence of the Spirit of God that was still in this world, if it was not for the presence of the Spirit of God, this world would go absolutely insane.
Si no fuera por el Espíritu de Dios en este mundo, el mundo sería un caos total.
You would see planes start to just come out of the sky and crash. You'd see cars flying around. Friends, it is only the power of God that is protecting us. Do you know that?
Es solamente el poder de Dios que hace que el mundo se mantenga todavía cuerdo.
And if you understand that,
y si entiendes esto,
then we better make sure that we're serving Him, brothers and sisters.
Asegúrate de servirle a Dios.
Not out of fear, but out of appreciation, out of gratitude, out of love for a God who cares about us.
No por miedo, sino por gratitud, por agradecimiento de lo que.
And I'll tell you why. Because a time is coming when that invisible line
esa línea invisible va a ser
that God has for all of us,
que Dios tiene para todos nosotros, cada uno,
where that invisible line
esa línea invisible,
where God says that you can only go so much farther,
Dios dice, hasta aquí llegarás,
and my mercy is withdrawn.
Hasta ese punto, mi misericordia.
There's coming a time when God is going to close mercy upon the world.
Va a haber un tiempo donde la misericordia va a ser cerrada para toda la humanidad.
Matter of fact, notice what Jesus says in Revelation chapter 22. I want to just go for a few more scriptures tonight.
Vamos a Apocalipsis 22.
And
vamos a hablar un par de escrituras más.
We're simply laying a foundation for the judgment, friends, and tomorrow night we'll talk about the actual day when it began.
Estamos poniendo la fundación del día del juicio que vamos a hablar mañana.
But Revelation chapter 22, notice what Jesus says before he comes a second time.
Apocalipsis 22, veamos qué va a hacer Jesús cuando venga.
We're going to read verses 10 through 12.
Versículo 10 al 12.
Revelation 22, verses 10 through 12.
Versículo capítulo 22, versículo 10 al 12.
The Bible says, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And notice what Jesus says in verse 11.
En el 11.
He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Why don't you read that in Spanish, brother, please?
En el versículo 10 dice, y me dijo, no selles las palabras de la profecía de este libro, porque el tiempo está cerca. El que es injusto, sea injusto todavía. El que es sucio, ensúciese todavía. El que es justo, sea todavía justificado. Y el santo, sea santificado todavía. Y aquí yo vengo presto y mi galardón conmigo para recompensar a cada uno según fuere su obra.
And so notice what Jesus says, friends.
Vean lo que Cristo dice.
Before he says, I come quickly.
Antes de que dice, yo vengo pronto.
He says, you're either righteous or wicked.
Dice, eres justo o eres injusto.
You're either just or filthy.
Eres santo o insanto.
There will only be two classes before Jesus comes.
Solamente dos clases cuando Cristo venga.
Saved.
Salvo.
And lost.
Y perdido.
Righteous.
Justo.
And wicked.
Y perverso.
Wheat. tares.
Trigo y cizaña.
Sheep and goats.
Las ovejas o los cabritos.
And the judgment to find out who is righteous and who is wicked takes place before Jesus comes.
Y el juicio para determinar quién es justo y quién es no justo viene antes que Cristo venga.
Let me just give you a couple more scriptures before we close.
Vamos a unas escrituras antes de cerrar.
The Bible teaches, friends,
la Biblia enseña,
in the Old Testament,
en el Viejo Testamento,
that the judgment took place on a specific day.
Que el juicio empezaba en un día específico.
It was a day that the people of God were to be cleansed from their sins.
Era el día donde el pueblo de Dios tenía que ser limpiado de sus pecados.
It was a day when sin would be taken away from the people of God.
Era el día cuando el pecado era separado del pueblo de Dios.
In the Old Testament, it was called the Day of Atonement.
En el Viejo Testamento se llamaba el Día de la Expiación.
This was back when the Jews used to worship in a sanctuary.
Es cuando los judíos adoraban en el santuario.
Now we no longer have to worship in an earthly sanctuary.
Ahora no tenemos que adorar en un santuario como en el pasado.
Because the Bible teaches that we have a heavenly sanctuary.
Porque la Biblia nos enseña que hay un santuario celestial.
We no longer have to go to an earthly priest.
Ya no tenemos.
Because Jesus is now our high priest. Matter of fact, let me just share with you a few more scriptures on this point to lay a foundation for tomorrow. Please turn with me to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. And notice that Jesus has now become our high priest. And that there is a sanctuary that is in heaven.
Hay un santuario en el cielo.
Hebrews chapter 4, let's notice what the Bible says. Just a few more scriptures, friends. We're going to end early tonight so we can come back tomorrow to really get into the study time. So Hebrews chapter 4, let's notice that Jesus is now our priest. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 14.
Hebreos 4, 14.
Down to 14 and 15.
14 y 15.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Then verse 16 also.
Versículo 16.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Bible teaches that Jesus is our high priest. Where? In heaven.
La Biblia nos dice que Cristo es nuestro sumo sacerdote. ¿En dónde? En el cielo.
Do we have a high priest?
¿Tenemos sumo sacerdote o no?
Who's our high priest?
¿Quién es?
Jesus.
The Pope, right?
El Papa.
Jesus is our high priest.
Jesús es el sumo sacerdote.
And we no longer go to an earthly sanctuary.
Y no vamos más un santuario terrenal.
There is a heavenly sanctuary.
Hay un santuario celestial.
Where Jesus is our priest.
Donde Cristo es nuestro sumo sacerdote.
Notice that there's actually a sanctuary in heaven.
Y dense cuenta que en realidad hay un santuario en el cielo.
Hebrews chapter 8.
Hebreos 8.
Now I'm going to go through this because we're not even going to get into this study tonight. So let me just put up a slide up here because we went a whole different direction tonight.
Voy a poner otras presentaciones porque me salí un poco del tema, pero va a ser la introducción para el día de mañana.
I want to show this to you. This is a picture of what the sanctuary back in the Old Testament might have looked like.
Esto es una representación de cómo se veía el santuario en el Antiguo Testamento.
It seemed a little bit dark, but can everyone see that okay?
¿Lo pueden ver?
All right.
¿Pueden notar algo?
So this is a picture of the earthly sanctuary, a painting of the earthly sanctuary.
Esto es una representación del santuario terrenal.
God commanded Moses in the book of Exodus to build this sanctuary.
En el libro de Éxodo, Dios le dijo a Moisés que hiciera levantar un santuario.
And it was a pattern of things that are actually in heaven.
Y era un patrón de algo que está en el cielo.
All these things represented the salvation plan.
Todo lo que está en el santuario representaba el plan de salvación.
It all represented Jesus, the way to God.
Representa a Cristo, el camino a Dios.
Outside the courtyard, there was a white linen curtain that separated the people from God.
En la parte exterior del santuario estaba la cortina blanca que representaba, que dividía al pueblo de la presencia de Dios.
What did that white linen represent?
¿Qué representaba ese lino blanco alrededor?
Go to the book of Revelation chapter 19 very quickly.
Vamos al libro de Apocalipsis capítulo 19.
I'm going to give you just a few scriptures to explain this and then we're going to go home tonight.
Le voy a dar un par de escrituras para explicarles esto.
And tomorrow night we'll talk about the cleansing of the sanctuary in the judgment hour.
Y mañana hablaremos de la limpieza del santuario el día del juicio.
But Revelation chapter 19,
pero Apocalipsis 19,
and verse 8,
en versículo 8,
notice what the Bible says fine linen represents.
Vean lo que significa el lino blanco.
It says, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is what?
Son las que?
The righteousness of the saints. So what does fine linen represent?
¿Qué representa el lino?
Righteousness. Now, where do the saints get their righteousness?
¿Dónde los santos reciben su justicia?
Where do the saints wash their robe? How did the saints get their robes so white? Where did they get their righteousness? Go to Revelation chapter 7. It tells us where their robes got so white.
Vamos al capítulo 7 para ver de dónde agarran esos vestidos.
Revelation chapter 7 in verse 13.
7, versículo 13.
And 14.
Y 14.
And when you're there, please let me know by saying amen. Revelation chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, the Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
and one of the elders answered and said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in what kind of robes?
¿Qué tipo de ropas?
White robes.
Blancas.
And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white. How?
¿Cómo?
In the blood of the Lamb.
En la sangre del cordero.
So how do they get their white linen, their white robes?
¿Cómo agarraron sus ropas blancas?
How do they get their righteousness?
¿Cómo agarraron su justicia?
From the blood of the Lamb.
De la sangre del cordero.
So the righteousness of the saints,
la justicia de los santos,
is actually the righteousness of Christ.
Es realmente la justicia de Cristo.
You understand this?
¿Entienden esto? ¿Es claro?
So look up back at the screen, friends.
Vean aquí a la pantalla nuevamente.
The white linen,
la parte afuera blanca,
that separated the people from God,
que separaba al pueblo de Dios,
represented that God is righteous and we are not.
Representa que Dios es justo y nosotros no.
And we are separated from God.
Y que somos separados de Dios.
Matter of fact, go back to the book of Isaiah.
Vamos al libro de Isaías.
Go back to the book of Isaiah.
Libro de Isaías.
Friends, this is the gospel right here.
Este es el evangelio aquí.
If you want to know more about the gospel,
si quieres saber más del evangelio,
you can go back and study the sanctuary.
Tienes que estudiar el santuario.
You want to know why?
¿Sabes por qué?
Because, matter of fact, go very quickly to the book of Psalms first. I'll show you why.
Vamos al libro de Salmos para enseñarles.
The book of Psalms.
Salmos.
And we're going to the 70. We're going to 70, Psalm 77.
77.
Psalm 77. Notice that the way of salvation is in the sanctuary.
Vean que la salvación está en el santuario.
Psalm 77 in verse 13.
El versículo 13.
The Bible says, thy what?
Thy way,
O God, is where? Thy way, Psalm 77, verse 13. For those who are still turning there.
Versículo 13 del capítulo 37.
Psalm 77, verse 13. Thy, are we all there, friends? Amen?
Estamos ahí?
Yes.
Make sure we're all together. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? So where's the way?
¿En dónde está su camino?
Where's the way?
The santuario.
The sanctuary. Now, what way is this?
¿Qué es este camino que habla?
Who's the way?
¿Quién es el camino?
John 14.
Juan 14.
Let's go there quickly, friends. Come on now, we're on our last few scriptures. I'm going to give you a break and let you go home early tonight, so come on. You can turn there with me together. John 14.
Vamos al capítulo 14 de Juan.
John chapter 14, verse 6.
14, versículo 6.
Who is the way?
¿Quién es el camino?
John 14, verse 6, the Bible says,
14, versículo 6.
Jesus saith unto him, I am The what?
Yo soy que?
I am the way.
Yo soy el camino,
the truth.
La verdad,
and the life.
La vida.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In other words,
en otras palabras,
Jesus was saying, I am the sanctuary. I am the way to God.
Jesús estaba diciendo, yo soy el santuario, soy el camino a Dios.
Everything in the sanctuary represented Christ.
Todo en el santuario representaba a Cristo.
And different aspects of salvation.
Y diferentes aspectos de la salvación.
For example,
por ejemplo,
the white linen represents righteousness.
El lino blanco representa la justicia.
We are separated from God. We are on the outside.
Estamos separados de Dios. Estamos afuera.
Go now quickly to Isaiah 59.
Vamos a Isaías 59.
In Isaiah 59, the Bible says this, friends.
La Biblia dice esto, en Isaías 59.
In verses 1 and 2,
versículo 1 y 2,
the Bible teaches that we are separated from God.
La Biblia enseña que estamos separados de
Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, the Bible says,
1 y 2.
Are we all there, friends? Amen. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. But your iniquities have done what? Have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. So the Bible teaches
La Biblia enseña
that we are separated from God because of sin.
Que estamos separados de Dios
and that there's only one way back to God.
Y hay una sola manera de llegar a Cristo.
Look up here on, look up here on the screen.
Vean aquí en la pantalla.
How many ways, how many entrances are there to the sanctuary?
¿Cuántas entradas había al santuario?
There's only one.
Una solamente.
There's only one way in.
Ahí.
You see that door down there?
Esa puerta ahí en la parte enfrente.
There's only one door to get in.
Una sola puerta había para entrar.
Who's the door?
¿Quién es la puerta?
John chapter 10.
Juan capítulo 10.
You see, friends, when you understand the sanctuary,
cuando tú entiendes el santuario,
it makes sense why Jesus said certain things.
Va a hacerte sentido el por qué Cristo dijo muchas cosas que a lo mejor no les entiendes.
Look at what John chapter 10 says.
Vamos a Juan 10.
John chapter 10, the Bible says right here, friend. John chapter 10.
Juan capítulo 10.
We're in John chapter 10.
Juan 10.
And we're going to notice what the Bible says in verse 9.
En versículo 9.
I, Jesus says, I am the what?
Yo soy la que?
Now, pause. Wait a minute. How many of you walk around calling yourself a door?
¿Cuántos de ustedes ya se dicen yo soy una puerta? Van ahí al mundo diciendo soy puerta.
How many people have you ever met? You say, hi, my name is Emiliano Richards. How you doing? And the other person says, hi, I'm a door.
¿Cuántos de ustedes se introducen con alguien y el otro persona dice soy yo una puerta?
No one.
So obviously Jesus is referring to something here, something spiritual.
Obviamente Cristo aquí se está refiriendo a una cosa espiritual.
When Jesus calls himself a door,
cuando Cristo se dice que es la puerta,
look what the rest of the verse says.
Vean lo que dice el resto del pasaje.
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus, friends,
Jesús, amigos,
was referring to the sanctuary.
Estaba refiriendo al santuario.
There was only one way to God.
Había solamente una entrada.
It was
hacia Dios.
Through the door.
Era hacia la, por la puerta.
And Jesus says, I'm that door.
Y Jesús dice, yo soy esa puerta.
I'm the way to God.
Yo soy la puerta para Dios.
The very next thing that you see is an altar of burnt sacrifice.
Lo que primero ves ahí es el santuario, el altar de sacrificio.
What do you think was sacrificed on that altar?
¿Qué crees que representa el altar del sacrificio?
It was a little lamb.
Era el cordero.
Who's the lamb?
¿Quién es el cordero?
You know that scripture, don't you? In John chapter 1.
Sí, saben esa de Juan capítulo 1.
You know that scripture, friends.
Juan capítulo 1, ¿sabes?
John chapter 1, verse 29.
Versículo 29, Juan 1:29.
John 1:29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the what?
Dice aquí el cordero, ¿qué?
The Lamb of God,
Cordero de Dios,
which taketh away the sin of the world. So who's the Lamb?
¿Quién es el Cordero?
All right, friends, come on now. Who's the sanctuary?
¿Quién es el santuario, entonces?
Jesus.
Jesús.
Who's the door?
¿Quién es la puerta?
Jesus. Jesús. Who's the Lamb?
¿Quién es la...
Jesus. The white righteousness represents whose righteousness?
El lino blanco.
Jesus.
La justicia de Cristo.
By the way, there was somebody who had to take that blood inside.
Tenía que haber alguien que llevaba la sangre adentro del santuario.
It was the priest.
Era el sumo sacerdote que la llevaba.
Who's the real priest?
¿Quién es el verdadero sacerdote para nosotros?
Jesus.
Jesús.
Inside the holy place,
adentro del lugar santo,
you had the seven-branch golden candlestick.
Tenían la lámpara de siete brazos.
And that gave light.
Que daba luz.
Who's the light of the world?
¿Quién es la luz del mundo?
Jesus. You have the altar of showbread.
Tienen la mesa de los panes.
This bread had no leaven.
Este pan no tenía levadura.
Leaven is a symbol of sin.
Levadura es el símbolo del pecado.
Who is the bread of life without sin?
¿Quién es el pan de vida?
Jesus. The altar of incense represents the righteousness of Christ mingling with the prayers of the saints, intercession.
El altar del incienso representaba a Cristo juntamente con las oraciones de los santos.
Who's the one praying for us?
¿Quién es el que ora por nosotros?
Jesus. Are you all with me, friends?
¿Están entendiendo esto?
But,
pero,
one day a year,
pero una vez al año,
in the Old Testament,
en el Viejo Testamento,
the high priest went into the most holy place,
el sumo sacerdote entraba al lugar santísimo,
before the Ark of the Testament,
delante del Arca del Testimonio,
and they sprinkled blood on the mercy seat.
Y regaban sangre en la tapa de la propiciación.
And in that Ark of the Covenant was the law of God, the Ten Commandments.
Y en la arca estaban los diez mandamientos adentro.
The Bible teaches that sin is the transgression or the breaking of God's law.
La Biblia enseña que el pecado es la violación o la transgresión de los mandamientos de Dios.
We're about to close.
Estamos ya por terminar.
So let me show that scripture to you very quickly.
Déjenme enseñarles esto para que lo vean.
Please go to 1 John.
Vamos a Primera de Juan.
1 John.
Primera de Juan.
And we're going to 1 John chapter 3.
Capítulo 3.
Not the Gospel of John.
No el Evangelio de Juan.
But 1 John.
Epístola de Juan. La primera epístola.
1 John chapter 3 and verse 4.
El versículo 3 del capítulo, el versículo 4 del capítulo 3.
1 John chapter 3 verse 4. And friends, we're almost done, so I want to make sure we're all together. When you're there, please just let me know by saying amen.
Cuando estén ahí, digan por favor amén.
The Bible teaches in 1 John chapter 3 verse 4 that whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression or the breaking of God's law.
Pues el pecado es transgresión de la ley, dice la escritura.
So what is sin?
¿Qué es el pecado, dice aquí?
The breaking of God's law.
El quebrantamiento de la ley.
How many of God's laws can you break before you sin?
¿Cuántos mandamientos puedes quebrar antes de pecar?
Which one of the Ten Commandments can you break and not sin?
¿Cuál de los diez mandamientos puedes romper y no pecar?
Go to the book of James.
Vamos al libro de Santiago. Santiago.
You know, some of you, brother, some of you people are just learning this for the first time.
Muchos aquí están aprendiendo apenas por primera vez.
James chapter 2 tells us something in verse 10. Friends, this is why Jesus has to
Santiago
make atonement for us. James chapter 2, verse 10.
Santiago 2, versículo 10.
The Bible says this.
La Biblia dice en Santiago capítulo 2, versículo 10.
Are we all there together, friends? Amen. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in how many points?
¿Cuántos puntos?
In one point,
en un punto,
he is guilty of all.
Está hecho culpable de todos.
So if we keep the whole law,
si guardamos toda la ley,
but we break one point,
y quebrantamos,
we're guilty of all. What law is this talking about?
¿Qué ley habla aquí?
Verse 11 tells us, for he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. What law is that talking about?
¿Qué ley se habla aquí, entonces?
What law tells us thou shalt not kill?
¿Qué ley nos dice que no tenemos que matar?
What law tells us thou shalt not commit adultery?
¿Qué ley te dice que no tienes que comer adulterio, cometer adulterio?
It's the Ten Commandment law.
Los diez mandamientos.
So the Bible tells us
la Biblia dice
that you may keep all Almost all the commandments.
Que tú puedes mantener todos los 10 mandamientos.
But if you break one of the commandments,
y si rompes alguno de ellos,
it's a sin.
Es un pecado.
And the wage of sin is death.
Y la paga del pecado es muerte.
That's why the Sabbath, by the way, is important.
Es por eso que el sábado es importante.
Because one of the commandments.
Un mandamiento.
And God put the 10 commandments right there in the Ark of the Covenant.
Y Dios puso los 10 mandamientos adentro del arca.
Inside the most holy place.
Adentro del lugar santo.
And Jesus shed his blood so that he might forgive us for breaking his father's law.
Y Jesús derramó su sangre para perdonarnos por haber quebrantado la ley de Dios.
And we're going to talk about this tomorrow night.
Y vamos a hablar de esto mañana.
One day a year,
un día al año,
it was called the Day of Atonement.
El día de la expiación.
The high priest would go into the most holy place.
El sumo sacerdote entraba al lugar santísimo.
And he would begin to blot out the sins of God's people.
Y limpiaba o borraba los pecados del pueblo de Dios.
This was on the earth.
Esto era aquí en la tierra.
An earthly priest,
un sacerdote terrenal,
in an earthly sanctuary,
en un santuario terrenal.
But we've learned tonight,
pero aprendimos en esta noche en Hebreos,
that all these things are types that Jesus is our true priest.
Que Cristo es nuestro verdadero sumo sacerdote.
And there is a sanctuary in heaven where he's ministering.
Santuario en el cielo, como lo vimos en el libro de Hebreos.
Our closing two scriptures.
Nuestras últimas dos escrituras.
Our closing two scriptures, one in Hebrews, one in Psalms, and then we're done.
Una en Hebreos y otra en Salmos.
Go to the book of Hebrews chapter 8.
Vamos al libro de Hebreos 8.
And the Bible teaches that we have a sanctuary in heaven.
La Biblia nos enseña que hay un santuario en el cielo.
Hebrews chapter 8 verses 1 and 2. Notice what the Bible says.
8 versículos.
Our last two scriptures, brothers and sisters, Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, are we all there? Amen.
Estamos ahí.
Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the what?
Ministro del
of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord made, the Lord pitched and not man.
Que el Señor asentó y no el hombre.
So is there a sanctuary that God made?
Hay un santuario que Dios hizo, ¿sí o no?
Yes.
Sí.
Where is that sanctuary?
¿Dónde está ese santuario?
It's in heaven. Let's go to our last scripture.
En el cielo.
Our last scripture.
En la última escritura.
Psalm 102.
Salmo 102.
Psalm 102. Notice what the Bible says in verse 19.
Salmo 102, versículo 19.
Psalm 102, verse 19, the Bible says this. I'm going to wait till we all get there as our closing scripture.
Voy a esperar hasta que lleguen ahí.
Psalm 102, verse 19.
La última escritura.
Are we all there together, friends? Amen? I hear pages turning. I'll wait one more moment. Amen. Psalm 102,
Salmo 102,
verse 19.
Versículo 19.
Is there a sanctuary in heaven?
¿Hay un santuario en el cielo, sí o no, es la pregunta?
Notice where the Lord is sitting.
Vean donde se sienta.
Psalm 102, verse 19, the Bible says this. For he, speaking of God, he had looked down from where?
¿De dónde está mirando?
The height of his sanctuary,
su santuario.
From heaven,
de los cielos.
Did the Lord behold the earth.
Miró Dios a la tierra.
So is there a sanctuary in heaven?
¿Hay un santuario en el cielo? ¿Sí?
Yes, there is.
Sí, claro, lo vemos.
And in the sanctuary that's in heaven,
y en el santuario en el cielo,
we have a high priest, Jesus Christ,
tenemos un sumo sacerdote, a Cristo,
who has shed his blood.
Que derramó su sangre.
And as the priest, he is now ministering that blood in the sanctuary in heaven.
Y como sumo sacerdote está ministrando esa sangre.
And tomorrow night,
y mañana,
we're going to find out,
vamos a encontrar,
that we are living in the heavenly day of atonement.
Que estamos viviendo en el tiempo del día de la expiación del cielo.
When Jesus wants to take away our sin.
Cuando Cristo está borrando los pecados de su
before
pueblo.
He comes back.
Antes de que él venga.
Because remember, friends,
pero acuérdense esto.
When he comes,
cuando él viene,
he says, my reward is already with me.
Mi recompensa, mi galardón está conmigo, es lo que él dice.
I've already made up my mind.
Yo ya hice mi decisión.
There will be wicked.
va a ser malvados,
and there will be righteous.
Y justos de este lado.
There will be some that will be destroyed by the brightness of Christ coming when he comes.
Algunos que van a ser destruidos por el resplandor de su venida.
And there will be others that will be resurrected to eternal life.
Y otros que van a ser levantados a la resurrección para vida eterna.
And there may be even some of us tonight,
y algunos aquí en esta noche,
who will be alive to see Jesus come and to be changed in the twinkling of an eye, to be translated without seeing death.
Cuando Cristo venga y ser trasladados con Cristo cuando él venga.
How many of you want to be ready for Jesus to come?
¿Cuántos quieren estar listos cuando
Cristo? How many of you want your sins blotted out?
¿Cuántos desean que sus pecados sean borrados?
Tomorrow night,
mañana en la noche,
we find out from Bible prophecy,
vamos a darnos cuenta de la
profecía, from the book of Daniel,
del libro de Daniel,
chapters 8 and 9,
capítulo 8 y 9,
that the time prophecy of the 2300 years,
que el tiempo de la profecía de los 2300,
takes us to the very day and hour when Jesus would begin the judgment.
Nos lleva al tiempo exacto cuando Cristo iba a empezar el día del juicio, el tiempo de juicio.
Let us pray.
Vamos a orar.
Our Heavenly Father,
nuestro Padre Celestial,
I want to personally thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit.
Te quiero dar personalmente las gracias por tu Espíritu Santo.
Because thou knowest, O God,
porque tú sabes, Dios,
that I had no intentions of sharing virtually any of the material that I just shared tonight.
Porque tú sabes que yo no tenía intención de compartir lo que hablé esta noche.
So I'm very thankful for the way that you help us to understand Scripture. I'm thankful that you take us on step by step so that we might understand better. And I pray especially for those who are learning these things for the first time. May you protect them with the shield of truth. Protect them with the Word of the Almighty God.
Protégelos con la palabra del Dios Todopoderoso.
May the truth about the state of the dead, that we sleep when we die,
que el estado de los muertos, que cuando morimos, nos morimos.
May they understand these things to protect them against spiritualism.
Que esto los proteja contra los engaños del espiritismo.
And for all of us here tonight,
y para todos en esta noche aquí,
may you help us, Lord, to overcome sin.
Nos ayudes a vencer el pecado.
That we might have our sins blotted out, taken away.
Para que nuestros pecados sean borrados, quitados.
And that we might be ready for the coming of Jesus Christ.
Y podamos ser preparados para la venida de Cristo.
Bless us tonight, we pray.
Bendícenos, por favor, en este
Protect momento. Us as we go home.
Protégenos ahora que salimos.
And please bring us back safely tomorrow night.
Tráenos con seguridad mañana.
As we study the Daniel's longest time prophecy,
cuando empecemos a estudiar la profecía de Daniel,
that brings us down to the opening of the judgment.
Cuando nos lleva al entendimiento del día del juicio.
We thank you in Jesus' name we pray.
Te damos las gracias en el nombre de Cristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as we dismiss this evening, we have a closing song.
Tenemos una último himno.
And I want to give you a homework assignment.
Y les quiero dar algo de tarea a ustedes.
Okay, especially for those who are just learning these things for the first time.
Especialmente para aquellos que están aprendiendo esto por
okay,
primera vez.
Are you ready for homework?
¿Están listos para su tarea?
Okay. Your assignment is this. Go back and read this evening, tonight, or
noche,
or sometime
esto,
or sometime tomorrow before you come to the meeting.
O antes de que venga mañana para que esta tarea.
Make sure you read Daniel chapter 8 and 9.
Lean Daniel 8 y 9, lean.
All right? And then tomorrow we're going to study those chapters together.
Y mañana vamos a estudiar estos dos capítulos juntos.
But if you read them first, it will help you better to understand when you come tonight, tomorrow night.
Porque cuando tú los lees primero, te va a ayudar a entender más rápido okay. Lo que hablemos mañana.
May God bless you.
Que Dios los bendiga.
Okay. I'll get it for you.
You open your hymnal. Song number 11, we'll sing Jesus Coming Again. Song number 11.